The Banqueting Table. It is like we are standing at the banqueting table of all the spiritual food we have been provided. We don't have to tell him how to do it or predetermine how God will meet us in our wants. We choose in our heart to want what he wants and to say what he has said is ours in him. Becoming like Jesus doesn't just happen without wanting it. Think of your wants in this way. You are standing in a buffet line and you are telling the server what you want. Only this time it is God's banqueting table and it is fully loaded with all the things God has provided and prepared for you. Please bear in mind, in this banqueting table, there are no cars, houses, big bank accounts, husbands, or wives, or other people. This banqueting table is set for you. And it is even set for you before your enemies. The provision on the banqueting table is for our spiritual growth and our maturity. It is not what we want to be, but how you want to walk with him, to grow in what he has for you. If you say you want to be humble because you feel you are not humble enough, what do you want from him that will help you be humble? Perhaps you want his lowliness of heart, or his compassion, or his love towards everyone. It is very personal and intimate with the Lord in prayer. There is provision for life in prayers, but I want statements are for those attributes of Christ and his spiritual gifts to us on the banqueting table. I want your provision in my life rather than I need a new car or I want a new car. That type of request is a very legitimate prayer request when you have need for a car, and they're needful to pray those prayers. But praying an I want is for your spiritual growth. And I want a husband, of course, is not on the type of I want statements that we are talking about here. But if having a husband is a desire of your heart, what spiritual maturity or growth from God do you need to be prayer for a husband? It is spiritual provision in general. When you say, I want, and you name what you want from Christ, you have the belief that it is yours and it is his provision for you and it is on the table, already prepared for you, already provided, and it's for your desire and wanting it. His grace is on the table to help you in all of life. His banqueting table and I want statements are for all the spiritual food, life-giving food from the life-giving Spirit of Christ. Your I want statement acknowledges it is on the table when you say it, and you know it is prepared for you. His protection from danger, which is clothed with wisdom and making wise decisions, are both on the table. Jesus did not just come so we would be saved and go to heaven. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And that is referring to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the strengthening in our life, which is greater than anything we could ask for. He came as a life-giving spirit, that we may have his life dwelling in us. It is not that Jesus does not want to meet our physical needs or material needs for living here on earth. He does. But the life he wants to give us is way more abundant than our coming to him to meet our earthly needs and our financial and physical and material needs. Those are givens. But reach deeper into your heart, into your spirit, and see the deeper gifts he has for you. Look beyond the natural to the supernatural, where we are truly connected to Jesus as our life giver. This is the greater works of Christ. When we are alive in him and led of the Holy Spirit in all of our ways. Find a comfortable spot where you can relax and just be with the Lord in your heart and your mind and your soul. When you are relaxed with him, we can be more open to receive all he has for us, all the healing he has in every way. Our mindset when we pray is important. If you are fearful that he won't answer you, it is the fear that he wants to heal in you, because fear interferes with faith. He desires for us to have a receptive mindset, but fear makes our reception unclear. The words we say when we pray, we are told to believe that we receive them and we will have those things we pray. Fear makes it hard for us to trust, and we are told to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and to lean not on our own understanding. But God does not turn us away if we have fear. If that is the case, he just wants to bring us into the place where we are at peace with him and are communicating our intimate heart place with him, knowing in stillness and the stillness of our heart, he is with us. That's why we are told to believe when we pray. Ask him to give you vision, to see yourself healed and free in Jesus' name. So take in a breath and let it go. And again, breathe in and exhale. And breathe in and out with your focus on the Lord, to just be with him, to just sit with him. He desires that we just come to be with him. There is healing in this place with him. Just let yourself rest and be energized by his presence in you. Invite the Holy Spirit to bring a scripture to you that brings life to you. Or if a memory comes up that brings pain to you, we bring it to him. We acknowledge the pain and let him have it. We release it to him. Ask him what he wants to give you in exchange for that pain of that memory. What spiritual gift from the banqueting table does he want to give you? If you need to pause here to be with the Lord, please do so. Just hit pause and just spend some quiet time with the Lord, letting him minister to you. But remember, this is releasing painful memories to him. But if you're not having a painful memory or a negative emotion, then just be with him. Begin speaking to him of those things that you want from his banqueting table that he says is yours. I'm going to give you some examples, but I suggest that you and the Holy Spirit together find those things that Jesus has already promised to us from scriptures, but you haven't been able to embrace them yet. But you want to. So you speak gently and slowly with the Lord and express what it is you want for your own spiritual growth and maturity in him, so that your life is aligned with him. Body, soul, spirit, and mind. There is freedom in alignment. And Jesus came to set the captives free. I want your love to rule in my heart. I want your love to rule in my heart. Each time you say one, just pause and take a breath and just let that sit in your spirit with the Lord. Just let that sit and go into your body and your mind. The Holy Spirit is with you right now. I want your peace that passes all understanding. I want your peace that passes all understanding. I want your wisdom to lead me and guide me and to make good choices and decisions. I want your wisdom to lead me and guide me and to make good choices and decisions. I want your courage to face life's circumstances as they come and to trust in you. I want your courage to face life's circumstances as they come and to trust in you. I want your healing to restore my soul. I want your healing to restore my soul. I want your kingdom in me as it is in heaven. I want your kingdom in me as it is in heaven. I want your peaceful, still waters to flow in me. I want your peaceful, still waters to flow in me. I want your river of living water flowing from me. I want your river of living water flowing from me. Say these things to yourself every day. Be in stillness with the Lord. Say them to the Lord. And let the Lord bring to your mind whatever it is He wants to do in you. Remember, this prayer time, this particular prayer time of making I want statements, it's about you and the Lord together. It's for your spiritual growth and for your maturity to learn to walk with Him in every circumstance of life. There are many other ways to pray for other things that you have need of, but these are for your growth. And they don't take the place of other prayers, but they are for you becoming everything that He says you are in Him. As you learn to do this, it will change your life. And it will change your other prayers. It will bring a peace into your life. It will make you a warrior. It will make you whole and healed from the inside to the outside. And you will pray and you will know that it's the Holy Spirit praying through you for the other prayers. And you will be still and you will know that God is with you. Just be with Him now. Let Him speak into your life, into your heart. Let Him speak to you the things that He has provided for you, that He says are yours. For your understanding and wisdom to be able to rise above every circumstance in life. Walk in His victory that He's already provided. Thank you, Jesus, for what You've done.